Hi, this is a dictation for Kiran Kidwai, KirnQidwai. Kiran Kidwai, date of birth is 10/25/78 and date of visit is 5/10/2022. Apparently, this patient was involved in an automobile accident where she hit a median on a freezing rain and icy time on January 8, 2022. After hitting the median, her car traveled through all the three lanes and rested on the other side of the freeway. This caused her severe neck whiplash and a head injury, and she jarred her head into the headrest. She started having right hip pain in the neck and the lower back, mid-back, as the major issues, along with headaches and symptoms of TBI, which included dizziness mainly. The patient has been undergoing physical therapy, medication, conservative treatment, and she reports that her pain is now 7 in the neck and headaches are 7. Mid-back pain, lower back pain is 6, and pain in the right hip is only 4, and it's not radiating to any arm or other legs. 60% improvement has been reported by the patient. The ADLs are not gravely affected at this time in any category. In the neurology and psych, patient reports ongoing headaches, which are 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. Mostly located with the frontal and the posterior, along with dizziness, vertigo, and weakness, tension, lack of concentration, lack of focus, and patient denies any vision disturbances, double vision, spots in the vision, or seizures, blackouts. No history of loss of balance, loss of equilibrium is reported. Patient doesn't seem like confused and disoriented, no loss of memory. Also, patient has no anxiety, depression, and panic. In the pain and numbness, patient reports that there is a stiffness of the neck and shoulder, as well as the shoulder area and lower back. Patient reports some pain in the right hip and right shoulder, no difficulty walking. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool is reported. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine is reported. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath is reported. In last 30 days, patient reports the pain level is the same. And there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tramadol, that she takes less often. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, full compliance is reported. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 145 over 90, pulse is 69, pulse of 100. The rest of the physical examination will be identical to the previous visit of 4/12/2022, dictation number 0412-020. Plan of care is to continue medication. Ibuprofen 800 mg twice a day. Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day. PRN basis. For pain relief, Tramadol 100 mg twice a day is ordered on a PRN basis. Physical therapy continues 3 times per week, along with traction, massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie program. In the disability, patient is provided a light duty. She has a sit-down job, so she can continue working 7 hours, 7 days for 5-pound limit. And housework replacement services are ordered, but no transportation or case management. Labs have been reviewed. The labs have been reviewed. The patient is found completely compliant. New labs have been ordered, and the patient will continue physical therapy. Regarding the MRIs, the patient has not done the MRI at this time. We should be advised to do the MRI of the brain with neuroquantic study, as well as a neck and the lower back. She is using her back brace and 10 minutes that is provided to her. Currently, she is also not doing neuropsych therapy with Dr. Naida Hamid. She was again advised to go back to Dr. Naida Hamid and get the evaluation done, and based on the evaluation, treatment can begin. Patient understands all of this information, and she'll be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.